From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat-Tahir.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. He was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, with his talents, his genius, and his great endless scientific ability, has proven the luminous reality adopted by the Shia that an Imam must be the most aware and virtuous one of the people of his time. And it has also proven that the one who has more knowledge than anyone else must be the Imam, regardless of whether he is young or old. Allah the Almighty has provided the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, with knowledge, wisdom, and sound judgment, similar to how Allah provided the prophets of the past with these same concepts and qualities. Truly, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam has shown this reality to all of the world. These are his dialogues.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly talking about the dialogues of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, dear friends, of course, in some of the past few programs, we have been talking about this idea that the era of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was an era which unfortunately was full of moral and ethical decadence, of course, which was rooted in the people moving away from the seerah and the sunnah and the manners and the behaviors and the morals and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in this kind of environment, we find that most of the conversations of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam revolved around the idea of true virtues, of fada'il, and of course of these negative attributes or negative qualities, also known as rada'il. Now, of course, the point of these conversations and these teachings and these statements of the divinely appointed Imams in the field of ethics and behavior and morals, which is known as akhlaq, was in order to be able to reform the society from within and once again take humanity towards perfection, which is why the Messenger of Allah was divinely appointed, and of course, which is why the 11 Imams were divinely appointed, and of course, this is what the 12th Imam, who is divinely appointed, is going to do, to bring humanity back upon the track of salvation. Now, when it comes to akhlaq, we find in this one conversation of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, when the companion asked him what is being kind to one's brother? And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replied that not only is it from among the good morals, but included among the good morals is that one should be kind to their brother by avoiding to scold them in the presence of those people who they dislike. Now, of course, we find that the statements of the Imams are in accordance to the era in which they were living in, but their statements are not limited to that era. Yes, they are applicable to that era, but of course they are applicable to other eras. Now here, you know, in that era, and even in this era, we think that, oh, kindness to our brother is to say salam, you know, to perhaps shake their hand, maybe give them a hug, or ask them what's going on in their life, maybe have a chit-chat for a few minutes. We consider this to be kindness to one's brother. And of course, this is their brother in faith, not just their brother in by blood, but their brother in deen, their brother in faith. But here Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says something which is incredibly beautiful. His Eminence says that you should avoid scolding them in the presence of those people that individual dislikes, right? So for example, you find that your brother, they have a certain quarrel or an argument or a problem with another set of people, or on the other hand, another set of people have a problem with this brother. Now, if all of these people are together, then you should avoid scolding this individual, this brother of yours, in the presence of those people. Now, it's common sense, right? First of all, if you scold your brother in front of people who don't like him, first of all, that individual is going to feel ashamed. They're going to feel embarrassed. They're going to feel humiliated. And of course, as we find in the other traditions, that the honor and the status of a believer is like the status of the Holy Kaaba, if not more, right? So you have just humiliated this individual. Not only have you humiliated them, but you've humiliated them in front of other people. And not only have you humiliated them in front of other people, you have humiliated them in front of people who don't like him. So later on, those people who don't like him will naturally use this event to further humiliate that individual. And then you see that something that seemed to be so insignificant turns out to be a huge mess, where you have truly caused a lot of damage by scolding your brother in faith in front of those people who dislike him. And of course, even in front of people who like your brother in faith, you shouldn't necessarily scold them or reprimand them as well. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
And now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ayyub Rashid.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, among the debates which he had within Aqaid, number one, there was issue which are regarding, is connected with mas'ala of Allah, ru'yatullah. So he debated the people who were talking about Tajisim, as is known in Aqaid and Kalam, that Allah is a body or he is a material being. He defeated them by Quran. And then, of course, Imam alayhi salam spoke about the Ghulat, a group who are known as Ghulat. Ghulat, they cause trouble to the Shia community, then and even now. These are the people who, of course, they love Imam Amirul Mu'minin, but they go beyond that love. And this love caused trouble to other people who want to follow Imam alayhi salam, because they cannot understand. How can you give the qualities of Allah to a human being, even though that human being is Imam Ma'asum? And Imam Amirul Mu'minin salamullahi alayhi said clearly, halaka fiya ithnan, muhibbun ghal wa mubghidhun qal. Two people who are connected with me, they will be perished. Muhibbun ghal, the one who loves me to the level that he gives me qualities which are not mine. He takes me to the level to say that I am God. He will be perished. Wa mubghidun qal. And the second one is the one who gives me the qualities which are not mine. He doesn't give me my rights. He doesn't even mention, he doesn't acknowledge the position of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. So when you look at these two groups, you can see that Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam, he wanted to give us that cream of the aqaid ideology from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam by defeating the people who are known as ghulat.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.